The change means communities would have to turn over 70% of room taxes they collect to local tourism. Bayfield Mayor Larry McDonald says the city keeps 48% of the tax now. He says they'll have to cut services, and that will affect visitors.
We will be forced by the Wisconsin Hotel and Lodging Association to damage our tourism economy because we will not have as many police officers, garbage cans, parks, you name it.
Bayfield Chamber Executive Director David Eads says they oppose the change.
And if the city was unable to invest in some infrastructure, the chamber would probably step up and do the best we can to replace that money.
Eads says as goes Bayfield, so goes the success of tourism there. A spokeswoman for the State Hotel and Lodging Association says the tax was always meant to benefit tourism. Wisconsin Hotel and Lodging Association President and CEO Tricia Pugal says the room tax was always intended to benefit tourism.
And that's the only reason an industry like the lodging industry would accept a tax just on their customers.
Pugal says about a quarter of the communities that use the tax currently keep more than the 30% share that would be required under the change. She says the shift will benefit local tourism by funding promotion and development, bringing the state more sales tax dollars. But communities like Bayfield and Delavan say they'll be forced to cut services or borrow and have less money to maintain their tourist towns. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.